This is the Peace Building with Dr. Pollack Show. You too can be a caller on our show to get free coaching and advice on a workplace conflict you're experiencing. Email us at podcast@pollackpeacebuilding.com. Now let's take a caller. Rosemarie, welcome to the show. How can I help you today?
Oh, I just wanted to call in to talk about my situation at work.
Sure.
Oh, well, it's kind of frustrating. I'm an elementary school teacher. Mm. I was on yard duty when I noticed one of my students being incredibly violent towards the other students out on the playground, and then interviewed my student and found out, oh, there's a reason for this. He's playing violent video games with his teenage brother. My student is only 5 years old, and he's playing violent video games until 2 a.m. with his 16-year-old brother. So a few days later, it is parent-teacher conference time, and I'm sitting down with the parents, and I'm just offering a little bit of advice. I mentioned the scenario on the playground to the parents and mentioned that I had found out from the student what was going on a school night, of all things. And the parents did admit that the five-year-old was playing violent video games with the older brother. And I merely suggested, hey, you know, sometimes during the school year, that's not such a good idea, not only for sleep deprivation for a five-year-old, but also the five-year-old is a sponge and imitates all of those violent acts on other students.
Yeah.
So this set of parents apparently did not appreciate my advice, went immediately to the school office, found the principal, my boss, and said, oh, you need to fire that teacher because she has no right to tell us how to raise our child.
So they got offended. Yeah.
Yes. So, of course, I was expecting my boss to somewhat support me and let the parents know, well, you know, she was just trying to be helpful. It's not healthy for a five-year-old to stay up till 2 a.m. and it's not helpful that he's watching, I mean, playing video games. So I was assuming that my boss would support me or back me up on this. And she did the opposite. She came into my classroom while I was on my lunch break and said, don't you ever offer parenting advice to anyone. This is not allowed. So I was shocked and amazed that she did not back me up. She's backing up the parents and in turn admitting that it's okay with her that a five-year-old in her school is doing continuing to play video games and getting more and more violent at school. So it was very upsetting.
Yeah. Yeah. So there's two pieces here. There's one piece about, you know, I guess what's appropriate for you to talk to parents about and engage around their child. And then there's another piece about you getting feedback from your boss in an appropriate way. The first part, I'm just curious. I mean, obviously you can't control what parents do or what people do at home. Unfortunately, sometimes we want to be able to control that, but we just, you know, we can't, and we can make suggestions. I guess they didn't want to hear that. But in terms of the behavior of the child at school, that seems like a pretty relevant space for you to be commenting on, correct? Like, let's take away the what goes on at home piece, but just commenting on what's going on at school, that seems appropriate to bring to someone, whether it's the parents or someone else, correct?
Right. Right. Because it's not just affecting that child. It's affecting the other children around him.
Right. So aggressive behavior at school is going to be inappropriate. Did you get a chance to respond at all to the principal when she, is it a she? Sorry.
Yes, it is a she.
Okay.
And yes, I did, as shocked as I was with how she decided to handle this situation, I did remind her that there are other students involved because the other students are getting physical harm.
The question is if you go to your to the principal and say, I understand you don't want me giving advice to parents. Got it. However, there's a child here exhibiting aggressive behavior. What would be the appropriate steps for me to take, as opposed to going directly to the parents? What would be the appropriate steps that you would support me on in terms of giving, letting someone know that this child is being aggressive at school? Like, what are the appropriate steps? What's the answer? Do you know the answer to that?
Yeah, that's what I should have asked her, because she didn't offer me any alternatives. She just said, yeah, it's not your place to give parenting advice. And that was it. She kind of didn't seem to be that concerned that there were other children getting harmed by this child.
Yeah. Yeah. Who knows? And who knows what was going on for your principal at that point? I mean, maybe she got reamed out by the parents and she was just in an escalated state and she decided to give you feedback in that kind of state, which is not a thing that we want to do. Let me just ask you, are you clear next time, if you witness aggressive behavior, are you clear on what to do or who to go to when you see that kind of behavior at school?
I think that now that I don't feel supported, I almost feel like my hands are tied and I'm not really being allowed to do much, especially with this one child with the irate parents.
Okay, so that's an issue.
Yeah, she didn't give me any alternatives, meaning my boss did not say, okay, well, this is how you can handle it. So, yeah, it's a dangerous, volatile situation, and it's being allowed to continue.
Okay. So is this something that you could go to your – is she your direct boss? Is there anybody else involved that you could get involved? Is there an HR person or an admin person?
She is my direct boss.
So she has the power to fire you?
Yeah. Yeah. So okay. I'm not sure, you know, what – steps to take. I'm not sure how to protect the other children if my hands are tied.
Okay, so is this a conversation you could have with her? Could you go to her and say, I would start out with a place where you agree or a place of common ground, and then ask her about the next step. So I would go and say something like, I understand where you're coming from. Maybe I, you know, took the wrong approach and I shouldn't give advice to parents that's going to trigger people. I get that. My question for you is, principal, when I witness behavior from children that are not in line with our codes of conduct at school, what do I do then? Do I come to you with it? Do I go to someone else with it? And how do I follow up with it once I've gone to you and given you some indication that someone's behaving in a certain way? How do I follow up? How do we have some accountability? Can you give me some insight as to what to do next time that would be better? Could you have that conversation with her?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I can give that. I can definitely give that a try and see how she might react to that, because she's got to realize that something has to be done. We can't just ignore this behavior and allow others to be harmed.
So you start out with a place of common ground. Hey, I agree. Maybe I did this, you know, in a way that is not in line with what we want to do here at the school. For next time, what do I do? Let's see if you can do that and get somewhere and get some answers and get some clarity on exactly what you ought to do next time. And then, you know, when things cool down a little bit, if there is an appropriate time at some point, I don't know whether your principal would be open to this or not, but to give her a little bit of feedback on that situation on, hey, when you came to me to essentially give me feedback on what I had done, you did it in a way that was not, to me, very effective. And here's what I would request of you going forward. So that would be a different type of conversation. I would say, like, wait on that to see, you know, once things have, like, you know, died down a little bit and you feel like you're in a better space with your principal. But initially, let's try this first step. So at least you're clear on how to address the immediate problem with the child's behavior.
Once things calm down. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Okay. Right now, she seems to be very disappointed in me in how I handled the situation with the parents.
Okay. So let's turn her disappointment around by showing her that you heard her, that you can understand her perspective, and that you now want to take a productive approach forward. Let's turn her attitude towards you around the situation.
Good idea.
Try that, and you know it. You know, would love to hear back from you if you want to get back in touch and let us know how it worked and what the next steps are. Does that sound good?
All right, sounds great. Thanks for your advice.
All right, thanks, Rosemary. Appreciate it.
All right. Okay.
Hey, thanks for tuning into the Peace Building with Dr. Pollack show. Don't forget to subscribe to my channel for more workplace conflict advice. Share on social media if you think your friends and colleagues would benefit from this episode. And if you have a workplace conflict and want to be a caller on our show for free coaching and advice, please email podcast@pollackpeacebuilding.com. Thanks.